It's great to be back home, this beautiful church where my family has spent so many years. Even though we moved around a lot, this has always been a home to us. Always been a home. And this home, this parish, has brought so much life to my family. Starting with my dad, maybe 15 years ago or so, he was brought into the church here before the altar, baptized, confirmed, received his first Eucharist. And when he was sick just a few years ago, how this family came together and prayed for him, lifting him up in prayer, praying for my family too. So much life. It was here that my brother was married, here that his first two kids, twin girls, which is weird for the Barron family, being seven boys already, they were baptized right here. And even myself, how much life I received from this parish. My first confession, first communion, being one of the 75 altar servers at Mass on Sundays. And even just across the street, Holy Family Academy, fifth grade, it was there when the Lord first put the idea of a vocation on my heart. And how many times I was in line for confession, waiting to get life restored to my heart, restored to my soul. How much time spent in the Adoration Chapel, covering for my mom sometimes in the early mornings when she wasn't able to come. Just so much life has been given to me, to my family from this parish, and I'm grateful. Because that's what a parish is supposed to do. It's supposed to give you life. It's supposed to give us life, because as we hear in the first reading today, God didn't make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living. Life is what it's about, not death. And when reading the scriptures, it's important to take the context into consideration. So from the first reading in the Book of Wisdom, we go back one verse, and we hear it said, "Don't invite death by error of your life, nor destruction by the work of your hands." Then he goes on to say that those who belong to his company, the company of the devil, experience it, experience death. We're not meant to experience this death. And St. Bede, diving into this passage, he says that this death that we see is death because of sin, the loss of supernatural life in our souls. That's what we're not supposed to experience. But it's this death, in a sense, that is the lens through which we see the gospel passage today. Death is present in that little girl, only 12 years old, actively dying. Death. Death in that woman who was losing blood for 12 years. Literally, the life was being drained out of her. That death was present. But the antidote to death is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the antidote to death. And that antidote to death comes into the life of this child, comes into the life of this woman as well, to cure, to bring back to life. He does that by making time and by making space. By making time for this woman, he's passing through the crowds on an urgent mission to go save this girl who had died, this 12-year-old girl. The crowd is pressing in on him. Everyone's bumping him from the left, from the right. And someone reaches out, touches him gently, the tassel of his cloak, a gentle touch of faith. And he feels power leave from him. He says, "Who touched me?" It's interesting because the woman was healed right away. So he could have kept going and she would have been physically healed. But he stopped. He made time for her. He could have said, "You know, lady, I'm sorry, but there's a girl who's dying I need to go save. Give me 15 minutes. I'll be right back." He didn't say that. He could have kept going. She would have been healed. But no, he turned around and he said to her, "Your faith has saved you." Almost as if to say to her, "I see you. You're important to me. Simply trust in me." He makes time to cure that woman who was losing life for 12 years, who was ritually impure, unable to partake of the temple sacrifice for 12 years. He makes time for her. Then he keeps going to the house of the little girl, the house of Jairus. And there he makes space to cure her, space to bring life into that home. The crowds are left behind. All those that were ridiculing him, he kicks out. And he enters, only with the father. the mother, Peter, James, and John, to get rid of all that commotion, to have that intimate encounter. And this time it wasn't the child reaching out to touch Christ as the woman did, but he reaches out and touches her. He takes that initiative and brings her life. So, brothers and sisters, I invite you to put yourselves into this story. To ask yourself, maybe you're that little girl whose heart has become deadened, in a sense, by the world, either by being conformed to it and its criteria for life, for joy, conformed to that culture of death that is so present in our world. Or maybe you've entered into despair, or you're just tired of fighting, and you simply want to give in. How has your heart become deadened by the world? Or maybe you're like the woman with the hemorrhages, and something, some sin, some struggle, some addiction is literally draining the life from you, making you ritually impure, unable to partake of the sacraments. What might it be that's taking life from you, that's causing death to be present in your life? And where have you looked for the cure? Where have you been like the woman who spent 12 years looking for a cure, spending all of her money, all of her life savings, but not finding anything and becoming worse because of it? Maybe we do it by looking for the pleasures of the world, for the comforts of the world. We're looking for more sin, which can be pleasurable, can be attracting, but leaves us empty and consumes us even more. How are we spending our money looking for life? Wasting our time on that. When we know the answer, we know the antidote, the solution that we need, which is Jesus Christ. Because he is alive, brothers and sisters, and he wants to bring you life. Into that part of your heart where you thought death had all control, he wants to enter into there. And he tells us, do not be afraid, simply have faith. He comes to encounter us. He comes to reach out and touch us. And that's why we come to Mass. That's why we come to church, to the sacraments. It's not to see the new priest. It's not to rejoice in coffee and donuts once again after a long season without them. It's not even to learn, necessarily. Those are beautiful things. But we come here to encounter the living, beating heart of Jesus Christ, who makes himself so vulnerable, so available, to reach out and touch you in the confessional, in the adoration chapel, in that intimate moment when we're here on our knees receiving him in the Eucharist. So I'll leave you with the question, brothers and sisters. He's reaching out to touch you. Will you reach out to touch him with faith? Or will you be like one of the crowd, simply pressing in around him, passing by, nudging him, but not reaching out with a gentle touch of faith? Because Christ is alive, Christ is passing by, and Christ wants to bring us life.